gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The Ice Man, I'm back here with the river, baby. You gonna love her to death. All right, let me sing a verse. She the one with the blue dress song. Oh! She the blue dress song. Not long, all right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you some of that rock and roll music.
A big hello to all you garage rock heads out there. This is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
Ah, baby, you're listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool groove. Just sit back. Close your eyes. Remember
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, one, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sound in the world, and you've got it.
Well, darlings, I knew it was going to happen. I'll tell you, you should see the Iceman. He comes strutting in here this evening, man. He's got his tight white pants on and that gold shirt with a gold chain. We're going to take you back to 1974. They were called the Brothers Gibb. They were in Criteria Studios in Florida, and they came up with this new sound with a heavy bass drum, hi-hat, great harmonies, and a very cool falsetto. Altogether, it was a very cool soul and funky sound. With over 5 decades of music and over 220 million albums sold, here they are, none other than the Bee Gees.
See you.
cool harmonies, man. And frequently, Barry Gibb talked about the group that influenced their harmonies the most. Don and Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers. The Bee Gees, for you.
$1 million Weekend.
It happened. Yeah.
That's right, Dollins, it was 1967. And up next, we're going to play the first hit that the Bee Gees had in the U.S. Pay close attention on how closely they sounded to the Beatles' harmony, not only being wonderful musicians, but overall such prolific songwriters. With Robin Gibb on lead vocals, see if you can remember this one right here. Wonderful angelic harmonies of the Bee Gees.
The memories are here.
Bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
Well, dollies, we hope you're enjoying some of these cool sounds out of the 1960s and early 70s. As mentioned, our featured group for today are the Brothers Gibb. Eddie Gibb was just a teenager when he started the group with his twin brothers, Morris and Robin. They used to play at a raceway track, and he decided to paint the initials of his name on the head of the drum so people knew who they were. And it was just BG. And later on, you know what that evolved into. Well, the Ass Man, like I mentioned before, man, he walked into the studio here and he's got that full 1970s garb on, only he's got his cool shades and another cool-looking lid. Ice Man, you're looking great, baby. Are you getting ready for this one? I picked this one out. This is one of my favorites. This is recorded at Criteria Studios in 1975. Barry Gibb relayed that he got the idea for this track as he was driving to the studio every day across this bridge. He kept hearing his thump. He kept hearing his dump, chicka, 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 dump, chicka, 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 dump, chicka, 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 dump. And from that, he started humming a melody. When he got into the studio, they decided to work with it and try laying this track down. This was also the first track he ever tried his falsetto at the end of the song. A new sound for the Bee Gees was born. And see if you can remember this one right here. Ah, Dollars, listen to that soul and funk sound along with that heavy foot pedal. Not only was it a new sound for the Bee Gees, but it was also the birth of a new sound called disco.
Jive talking, you better just hush. Jive talking, so we saw the stuff. Jive talking, you really know.
come on, I want all you darlings to go to that closet right now. Now, you might even have to go up into that attic. I'm sure you got some of those flared-out bell-bottom pants, baby, and some of those platform shoes, that wide-collar gold shirt, and a gold chain. Now, get those threads on, man, because we're going to be laying more sounds of the Bee Gees on you. That's right, darlings, it's time for some good old time rock and roll. And well, me and the Iceman, we want you to
take those old records on the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll.
And if you don't, you know what the Iceman and Dickie Lee are gonna do?
I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get you one way.
That's right, darling. If you don't stand up and howl right now, the Iceman and Dickie Lee, well, we're gonna get you. Now, everybody get ready. Here we go. A 1, 2, 3.
Keep the faith, baby.
Hey, Iceman, what are you gonna lay on me next, baby? Wow, what a sound. And from the Nashville music scene and a little bit of that jive talking, we're going to go to the valley for a garage rock nugget unknown. This group was mainly known for the doo-wop sound, but they could play it all. They could play surf and R&B, but you got to check out their first venture into this sound right here. Based out of Tulare, California, here they are, the Charades.
Ever since you put me down, I've been standing on shaky ground. Ever since you put me down, my car got repossessed this morning. Hard time, I haven't seen it yet. Since you put me down, I've been standing on shaky ground. Ever since you put me down.
With my good friends Ray Baradet and Sil Grisby at the helm, the wonderful disco sounds of the Charades.
You're listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
They're just hilarious.
Great show.
Good show.
My favorite show.
All the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know. I'm just addicted to it.
We want to thank all you garage rock heads for calling in. And the Iceman, well, he has something he wants you to do. So, Iceman, hit it, baby.
I might give you a howl.
Get naked, baby.
Good times.
From the valley music scene, we're going to go back to the Nashville music scene right now, darlings. And we're going to lay a track on you by this group out of the R&B field. What a sound they had. And listen to this strong four on the floor, that lead guitar, man. You could tell that the Bee Gees influenced this group also. Here they are, out of Motown, The Temptations.
That day I'll always remember, yes I will. Cause never the day that my daddy died.
Oh yeah, baby, get down with this funky groove.
I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Papa never was a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had three outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
out of 1973, the soulful, funky sounds of The Temptations.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Like a watermelon without the pits.
And who likes pits?
Good times and great oldies.
He's a man.
Speaking of pits, watermelon, hey man, did you take a shower? Something stinks in here, baby. I think I want to move over just a little bit. But we hope all you darlings are enjoying this tribute show to the Bee Gees. They were all multi-instrumentalists. They had great angelic harmonies, but most important, they were prolific songwriters. Right now, we're going to spin just a little bit of some of the tracks that they wrote for other artists. See if you can remember this one that they wrote for Diana Ross. And how about this beautiful ballad that they penned for Celine Dion? Wow, what a sound. And yet, here's another hit they wrote, this time for Dionne Warwick.
Why do you have to be a heartbreaker? Is it a lesson that I never knew?
Ah, now I know you remember that one, darlings. And from Dionne Warwick, we're going to go to another hit song that they wrote, this time for a duo, none other than Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. And I know you know this one.
What we are, no one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other.
Now hang on, we have another one to lay on you. Here's a gold record that they wrote for Barbra Streisand. Once again, Garage Rock heads, What a songwriting team these guys were. Probably, though, one of our favorites is the one that they wrote for Otis Redding. Unfortunately, he died in a plane crash before he could record it. But a great soul singer out of San Francisco picked it up, and she made a smash hit out of it. Here she is, none other than San Francisco's own Janis Joplin. Soulful sounds of San Francisco's Janis Joplin.
Oh my gosh, the music just turns me on.
How would your bad self?
Let's start the party.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies. Those rotten forgotten. Those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Ice Man, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite oldies and lay it on me right now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. From Janis Joplin, we're going to go to another track that the Brothers Gibb wrote for an artist. Her name was Yvonne Elliman. The year was 1977, and what a beautiful track this is with some great lyrics. Once again, a track written by the Brothers Gibb.
I'm surviving every lonely day when there's got to be no chance for me.
I can't have you.
Welcome back, Garage Rock Heads. And as I always say, this is one of my favorite times of the show, where we're able to hear from and talk with some of the great legends and architects of that great rock music out of the 60s and 70s. On today's show, we're going to hear from a great singer, musician, and songwriter. In 1958, he and his two brothers formed a group called the Bee Gees. And over the last 50 years, they have sold over 220 million albums. Wow, what a feat. His name is Barry Gibb. And let's listen in and hear Barry as he talks about the formation of the group, the transformation of the group over the years, the writing of many of their hit records, and then the loss of his two brothers. Up first, Barry's going to talk about something that the Bee Gees did that no other recording group has ever done in the history of the business. They wrote, composed, and recorded six straight gold records. Not even the Beatles did that. So Barry, take it away.
Well, I'm proud of that. I don't know how we did it. I think Robert Stigwood is probably the person I would point at and say he did that, because Robert was a genius and he opened doors for us that would never have been opened otherwise. So, you're never on your own. It takes a whole bunch of people to make something like that happen. Just feel really lucky.
Up next, Garage Rock Heads, listen to Barry as he talks about the Bee Gees and their stratospheric shot to stardom. Along with that came huge fame, glory, and money. But also there were many trappings of that. And listen to him as he talks about some of the bad things that goes along with it.
I suppose it is and it isn't, because there's all the good stuff, and then there's the fact that fame is something that takes hold of you.
Up next, Garage Rock Heads, listen to Barry as he talks about the loss of his brothers.
And then when we lost Mo, Robin and I gravitated back towards each other a little bit. And it's always been twins and the older brother. So there was a real difference. I think they always talk to each other more than they talk to me. So that's twins.
Up next, Garage Rock Heads, listen to Barry as he talks about being brothers in a group, and especially that competition element.
I guess it's the difference between being in a group and being brothers in a group. I didn't know really how to divide that up. We were competitive. We were always trying to thrust ourselves out front. You know, Robin was really competitive with me, and Morris was the middle guy. Morris was the guy that would mediate. You know, Robin and I were the ones that would clash. And he had a beautiful voice, and I'm always going to miss that, because there was nothing more fun than harmonizing.
Up next, listen to Barry as he talks about the Bee Gees, and also if they ever hung out with the Beatles.
Not really. I think, I think Morris did, because Morris was married to Lulu at that period in time, and they used to go to a lot of Beatles things. And but there was a place called the Speakeasy, which was underground, where everybody went, and you'd have the Beatles and the Stones and the Who in one room, eating. And Otis Redding could be on stage.
Now, can you imagine being in that room and seeing all those guys? Up next, we're going to go to the Bee Gees and some of the songs that they wrote for other groups. Wow, the list is endless. For example, there's Janis Joplin, Barry Manilow, Kenny Rogers, Barbara Streisand, Olivia Newton-John, Diana Ross, Nina Simone, Conway Twitty, Tina Turner, and Elvis. Wow, what a list of people and catalog of songs. Now check out Barry as he talks about the Bee Gees writing these tracks for other performers. Man, all I can say is it's really amazing.
To me too, because I never know what's going to happen tomorrow, and if somebody wants to, first of all, Janis Joplin, we didn't work with, she just took to love somebody and recorded it. So people do that.
A few years ago, Barry was asked what he would like the Bee Gees to be remembered for. Check it out.
Songwriting, beyond anything else, and harmonies, you know. Not every song we loved ourselves, but we knew when we had a great one. And like Islands in the Stream, we just sort of knew. And Morris would say, well, why don't we record it? Well, Kenny said to me, you know, I still don't know what that song's about.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
One of the coolest things about the Bee Gees is that they seldom recorded cover songs because they were such prolific songwriters. Well, we're going to change that right now, and we're going to lay a track on you right now that was written by Carole King. They took it, they rearranged it, and applied that tremendous angelic harmony of theirs. See if you can remember this one right here. Very, very cool song. It was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King in the early 1960s for a group called the Shirelles. It was recorded by many artists over the years, but the Bee Gees got a hold of it and, well, they added their own brand of angelic harmonies. The Bee Gees for you.
Oh, baby.
Like, man, it's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is.
Get out with your bad self.
We love you, Iceman.
You guys crack me up.
Oh, yeah.
This is Connie calling from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. I'm such a big fan of yours.
Bye.
Connie, if you're still listening out there in North Carolina, the Iceman says, keep the faith, baby. Have mercy. And this song is especially for you. Now, we hope you dollars are enjoying this tribute show to one of our favorite groups out of the 1960s. And they lasted for over five decades. Not only were they great musicians, but they were tremendous vocalists. But most of all, they were prolific songwriters. Here's one of the tracks written by Morris, Robin, and Barry Gibb. A little bit of that tragedy.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
Hello, what you want?
Hey, this is Corey from Tolleson, Arizona. I'd like you to play a song for me. It's one of my favorites. It's called Communication Breakdown. It's by Led Zeppelin.
Good song, man. We'll pull that out and play it for you.
Bye!
Lord have mercy, Corey. The Iceman found this one as he was dumpster diving once again. Here it is. You better strap yourself in, baby. Get ready to push the pedal to the metal. We're going to take you back to 1969.
We'll be right back.
Collins, it's that time of the show again where we have the spotlight dance. You can get next to that lady of yours and do some real smooching. Now we're going to go back and continue with our special tribute to the Brothers Gibb. And up for you right now is one of their great hits out of the soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever. And as you and your darling look at each other's eyes, you know how deep your love is.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share. When they all should let us be, we belong to you and me. I believe in you. You know the door to my very soul. You're the light in my deepest, darkest doubt. You're my savior when I fall. And you may not think I care for you, when you know down inside that I really do, and it's me you need to show. How deep is your love?
Is your love? How deep is your love?
I really mean to love, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down, when they all should let us be.
Melodic harmonies of the Bee Gees.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
Get down with your bad self.
Bow to the pedal and go.
Hey, right now, why don't we move on with our featured group of the day? That is the incomparable melodic sounding voices of the Bee Gees. Right now, we're going to take you back to 1977 and a film that appeared throughout the U.S. It was called Saturday Night Fever. and it was based on a magazine article called Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night. It was a brief little article published in a New York magazine. This producer wanted to make a dance movie that featured this disco era and scene. Now, he had most of the movie shot, but he didn't have a soundtrack. He then contacted Robert Stigwood, who was associated with the Bee Gees, and asked if they would commission the Bee Gees to write some tracks for the movie. The guys wrote a number of tracks over a week, and then they made a demo tape and sent it to Stigwood for his review. Little did they know that all of them would be featured in the movie. The movie was an extremely low-budgeted film that only cost $3.5 million. Yet that one year, it grossed over $238 million. During that same year, the soundtrack album sold over 15 million copies. We're going to lay a couple of the big ones on you right now from that album. Sit back, enjoy, get that shirt on with the big white collars, and get that lady on the dance floor, baby, and get ready to put some cut in your strut and some glide in your stride. Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, The Brothers Gibb.
$1 Million Weekend.
This is Dickie Lee, baby, and you're on the air. What can I do for you?
I want you to do me a favor.
What's that, darling?
We're having a crib party here for Dustin Hiley.
Pardon me, you're having a crib party?
Right.
Now, Iceman, you got to join in on this, baby. You got to help me out now. And, darling, I got to ask you, what is a crib party? Can you define that for me, please?
Well, he just turned 28.
Well, I got to hear more about this, darling. It sounds good and greasy. So what's the deal?
Since he's going out with Mrs. Robinson, who's 37.
I'll tell you, man, the full moon is coming. I know down in New Orleans they call this a bad moon rising. And that's when all the weirdos start coming out. Now, Iceman, is there anything you want to tell her?
Now, listen up. You never go to bed mad. You stay up all night and fight.
Get naked, baby.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Evelyn. We really do appreciate it, man. And you got to call back and let us know how that crib party is going. Now you garage rock heads, you better get ready out there, darlings, because we're going to take you from the Nashton music scene back to the San Joaquin Valley. We played one by this group a little bit earlier, but we're going to do another, and we're going to feature the group's lead singer, Sally Hamilton. Here they are, based out of Tulare, California, the Charades.
Yes, it's my last chance, romance tonight. I need you by me, beside me, to guide me.
What up, Ice Man? What you got for us?
1971!
That's right, darlings, it was 1971, man. And up for you right now, another platinum sound by the Bee Gees.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrows.
How can you mend the broken hearts?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
Stop the sun from shining. What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man?
The memories are here,
bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
Well, darlings, that old clock on the wall says it's about time for Dickie Lee and the Iceman to strut right on out of here, getting that 55 and right off into the sunset. Now, we hope you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane and get out all those white suits and those bell-bottom pants and enjoyed this tribute show to the Bee Gees. Now, before we go, don't you forget to give that doll in the ears a lot of hugs and kisses every day. Squeeze real tight now. And also never pass up a chance to climb a tree or run through a sprinkler. You be kind to one another, and until next week, we'll catch you on the flip side.
We'll be right back.
boogaloo, baby. Do the twist. Do the work. And if you got time, do the jerk. Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh.